is that basically,
and you'll tell me if this is correct, and all kidding aside,
that that you know what particularly bothered Ellie was the absence. You'll tell me if this is correct of Edus Umdina's limitation or exclusion from Dina Nefashos in Hilchos Edus, correct? It's instead placement in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And the common language, you know, between Perikhov and Perikhov Dalid, you know, both of which speak about, you know, the Omeid, you know, Hadayim, the Umdana of the Dalid, correct? At least that's the motivating factor. And that, again, I think he was saying more, I guess he was saying more, but in the moderate version, you'll tell me if this is what we agree with, it ends up being very, very close to what I was saying, but with a different, with a bit of a, an added wrinkle. What I was suggesting was that the Rambam really holds, or Perek Chav, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Aleph, and Sefer HaMitzvos are a function of the fact that Edus Miyuchedes and Edus Umdana really work in Dine Mamonos. And what the Rambam is trying to explain is that really there are two types of or levels of Edus. This is what I'm speaking for myself now. The fact that in Dine, if it wasn't clear, let me make it clear. The fact that in Dine Mamonos, Edus Miyuchedes, even Halva, Kar Halva, works, and that Edus Umdana works, we'll get back to that in a second. If you have the proper level of yediya, sufficient yediya, in other words, having eliminated in a halachic way any kind of seriousness, a safek, so you know that makes it, let's say, a candidate for dina nefashos as well, because the concept of edus applies in mamonos and nefashos, and if something is edus and mamonos, it's not mamonos, it's edus, and therefore the Rambam explains. You know, v'naki v'tzadik al tarik, namely that that it doesn't work. And moreover, and this is where the Ramban, especially in Ones, but I think what he says in Ones applies, that's the next halachan, the next mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvahs, right? Sadi Aleph, the Ramban speaks about, and again, the next halacha in Perek Chav Hilchos Sanhedrin, the Ramban speaks about the Isser of the Dayan not being manish, you know, somebody who is in violation of Ones. So the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says, that's not an Isser, right? That is a Uvda, essentially, meaning he's not Chayev. So why is that an Isser? And the same question, the Ramban doesn't ask this question on Edus Miyuchedes and Edus Umdana because he has even more fundamental objections to the Rambam's formulation, which we'll read inside in just a couple of minutes. But what I'm saying is, if you're analyzing the Rambam Shita, right, it's these two questions, this question that the Ramban raises about Ones applies equally, you know, even within the Rambam's worldview, presumably, to Edus Umdana and Edus Miyuchedes. Namely, what's the Iser Shabbat? Why is that a minyan of mitzvot? So why is that a lav in the Torah? You know, why not just say that it's inadequate as Edus? And my answer to those questions are, hopefully Lishitasi, that whenever the Rambam does something like that, he understands, just like when he counts, you know, parallel to counting Heksherim, let's say in Minyan HaMitzvos, seemingly, you know, Matirs, Shchita, and seemingly Kiddushin, you know, and Gittin, and you know, his description of, again, vidui, and so on and so forth, a little bit different than the Rav's approach, but building on it, but taking it, you know, a step, I guess, either beyond or on the side. My suggestion always is that this is the Rambam's way of characterizing a particular category. When Rambam says something is also usher to do, when it seems like it should be enough to say that you don't have the wherewithal, I mean, it's no good. You know, he's not chayiv, so you know what you're doing is a waste of time. What he's saying is that it's an iser because the perspective that makes this asur is a critical perspective in the value that we're dealing with. So, for example, taking the example of the onus again for a sec. Again, the examples of heksherim we've dealt with many times. That I mean by that, if there's an approach, and a particular approach, to how you're megarish isha, how you're mekadesh isha with kiddushin Lifnei Nisuin Beidei Kiyu. Gerushin with a ksav, and, you know, Lishma. Shchita, I'm sorry, Achilas Basar, Al Yidei Shchita. Tshuva, Al Yidei Bidui. That particular approach isn't just a fact. It's not just, you know, a technical, you know, statement. It's something which highlights and characterizes an approach to Achilas Basar, an approach to Ishus, an approach to Tshuva, etc. And I think in each case, when we've discussed it, we've explained what that approach, you know, might be. And similarly, when the Rambam says something is Iser to do when it's not effective, I think what the Rambam always means is, on some level, it should be effective. And the fact that it's not is really significant and highlights something. In other words, take Ones. Why shouldn't you be Chayiv when you do an Aveira Ba'Ones? Right? In the end of the day, didn't you do the Maisa Aveira? Meaning, the question could be formulated, if you think that an Ones is not a Maisa Aveira, the question could be formulated, why Alpidin is this physical action that you physically did that somebody looking on the outside would see and not know what your motivation was and attribute to you? Why does the halacha think that's not called a ma'isa aveira? Or in the other case, you could say, it is a ma'isa aveira, let's say halachically. So this ma'isa aveira that even the halacha agrees that you did, why are you not accountable for it? You know, why don't you say adam mu'ad li'olam? You know, you do say adam mu'ad li'olam in nezek, so why not say adam mu'ad li'olam in onshu? Why don't you? And the answer is, you know, the answer says something about how we look at, you know, ma'isa aveiras and onshim, whether it's, you know, that it's not a ma'isa aveira or it is a ma'isa aveira v'af al pi kein, and that it isn't like nezek, it, you know, that spiritual damage is different than physical damage and it requires a certain purposiveness, and so on and so forth. So it's the fact that it could have been, should have been, you know, but isn't, and if you... The Iser is kind of making a statement that rejects that. In other words, if the Dayan, let's say it doesn't work in the end of the day. I'm going to get back to Ali's in a second. In the end of the day, let's say the Dayan proclaimed that that the Ones should be meted out to this person by Ones. Okay? But it's not going to happen. It shouldn't happen anyway. So why is there an Iser? The answer is because by even making the effort... Right, the Dayan is contravening the value in question, and that's a problem. Similarly, applying it to this case, you have Eidus Umdana, you have Eidus Miuchedes. Right? They work in Dine Mamanis because on some level, if you have a sufficiently strong Yediyah, right, there's no Leidus HaSafek, right? Whether that means it's impossible or not, not, you know, we'll leave that for the moment. But or Eidus Umdana, so you have two Eidim who are telling you this man's a murderer, right? Two different murderers, right? But let's assume for the moment it's not a problem of Bididam, right? We're not worried so much about that, right? So the fact that you need Eidim on the Maisa to create a shame Rotzeach or a Chiyuv Yomisa is an important statement, you know, about nefashos and onshim on nefashos and the avera of nefashos and the role of Edim in all of that. And for a dayan to ignore that and to try even to convict you on the basis of these things, I'll take another example. Not only does it work in Dinei Mamonos, according to the Rambam, but in the case of Eidus Umdana, we'll talk about it, I'm sorry, in the case of Eidus Miuchedes, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Machnisin Oso Lekipa, right, which is a way of saying, formally, we can't apply Onshe Bezdin, but we really know that you did it, right? And we'd like you to get your comeuppance, you know, just not in a formal way, because that is, you know, something that undermines, you know, these categories. So at the end of the day, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam's really telling us about the type of Eidus that you require. And again, as I said the other day, this is the Rav's idea about linking Eidus Umdana together with Eidus Miuchedes, that it's Eidus al Agabra or Eidus al Achiyu, but not Eidus on the Mechayev and on the Maisa. Again, I do have a little bit of a problem, which I admit, but I think I suggested how one needs to explain it with the end of the Rambam's comment in Sefer Mitzvos, where the Rambam seems to be speaking more pragmatically about where you draw the line in Yediyah, but I think that's a broader statement. I think the Rambam is saying Yediyah, by definition, is a lesser form of Eidus by virtue of the fact that it's hard to draw the line, and therefore that affects the way you look at Eidus completely. Now again, that's a conceptualized reading of the Rambam, which I believe in based on everything else that he says, which I admit I wouldn't have otherwise said if I didn't have the other evidence, but I think it's reasonable. But in the end, what I'm suggesting is that the Rambam is explaining why, you know, there are two types of Eidus, one in Mamadus and one in Nefashos. Basically, the Rambam requires Eidus Re'ia, you know, because he requires Eidus Alamaisa, and there are two different deficiencies, different types of deficiencies, but they share that in common, Eidus Miuchedes and Eidus Umdana. And at the end of the day, he puts it in Hilchos Sanhedrin for the same reason that it's an Iser and it's in Sefer HaMitzvos, because that is, you know, highlights, let's say, not only that this Eidus, one second, Linyan Nefashos is inadequate, but that it's ignoring its inadequacy, given that objectively it is Eidus elsewhere, and in the case of Miuchedes, maybe also Umdana, that's a discussion, there is also Machniso, so the Kippah, right, is something which is offensive and unacceptable. It's basically making a proclamation that we treat, you know, capital cases the same way that we treat monetary cases. Maybe that's part of the Iser itself. But as such, you know, that's why it's there. I think what Eli was saying in a more moderate version is one step, I guess, beyond this, and that is that really the problem of Eidus Umdana and Eidus Miuchedes is not even an objective problem or chisaron in Eidus. It's more a chisaron in the ability to implement, I guess, onshei retzach. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah. And
in that sense, let me just finish the sentence, and then you'll tell me you'll correct me. And in that sense, it has a lot to do with Perek Chaf Dalet, which is also about, although in a very different way, that's what I was trying to say the other day. Perek Chaf Dalet is about Din Maruma type issues, meaning it's about what the Dayan really thinks is happening, separate from the evidence, objective, let's say, stature of the evidence in front of him. Perek Chaf is about the quality of the objective evidence. I think what Eli's trying to say, he'll tell us in a minute, is that in the end of the day, I think where you differ with me is, I'm saying this is all an explanation. It could be an Hilchos Eidus too. It's an Hilchos Sanhedrin because of the Iser. And this is what the Iser signifies. And there wouldn't be an Iser if it wasn't also effective and mominous, because then it would just be plain inadequate. Like, there's no Iser and mominous. Don't be motzi mamon al yidei edecha. There's no such thing in Sefer HaMitzvos. Right? Because it's just like, it's ridiculous. It's a chuchot lula. No one ever said, you know, don't be motzi mamon al yidei, you know, some other inadequate step. But here, this is objectively Eidus in one era, one realm of halacha. So what I'm saying is that the Iser is equating these realms and ignoring, you know, the different stakes and what that requires of us systematically, as well as in application, especially as a system, but especially if we make the distinction to keep up. I think what Eli's saying is a little bit more than that, and that is, in Hilchos Eidus, these are totally good Eidios, even in Rotzeach as well, correct? The problem is in the implementation of Onshin, Benaki v'tzadik al ta'arug. And for that reason, they use the same language of Chavdalet, and it's only in Sanhedrin, because there's no inadequacy at all in Hilchos Eidus. Is that a correct statement? Right. Go ahead. You have equal time. You can speak for like the last 45 minutes or whatever it is that I was speaking. Now you have equal time. You finish the distraction.
Yeah. So I guess this is the version of Rebbe really doesn't like. But I thought he was saying tough that all the Din Maruma type of leniencies in Chavdalet that would work in Mamonos don't work here. So you're just saying in the nefashos, if you have an eight puzzle, if you have, you know, in all the situations that if the das of the nine is no tilakach, none of that works in dini nefashos. Umdin das is not the type of eight.
Oh, you're saying even totally different now.
Yeah. No, this is what I was saying all along.
Oh. I mean, you're saying the umdin das that works in chavdalid doesn't work in chav.
The umdin das of the dayan
doesn't work in chav.
Doesn't work.
Oh, I thought you were saying there's a parallel, that is in both cases, the dayan's not going to impose an onesh when he thinks there's something fishy going on. And for the same reason, the dayan can't even impose an onesh when there seems to be evidence, as long as the evidence isn't on a certain level. Even if it's not an evidence problem, but an onesh on the evidence problem. You're not saying that at all.
Yeah. I like that,
so I'm going to put that on there. I'll claim it, but inspired by you. Now I sound you saying something very different. You're saying that on Perikav Dalid, the Rambam says, but Lakula, right? That if the Dayan feels, right? And that's not true when it comes to Eid or something. He doesn't have that leeway. And that's not true. And Edusum, that he doesn't have that leeway. But are you saying, well, this is the question I'm asking, what is your view, I don't want to say the other way, what is your view about the inadequacy of Edusum Dina and Edus Miuchedus? Is it an Edusum Dina and Miuchedus? Is it a problem in the quality of Edusum Dina and Nefashos, or is it just an onus issue? Why is the Rambam only put this in the Chosan Edrin? Yeah. Just because of the contrast to Perikav Dalet?
I would agree with that characterization as an onus issue. But the reason why it's an onus issue...
Do you think it's also an Edus issue? I'm suggesting it's both.
No.
Oh, so then I did partially quote you accurately. Now, so what I'm inaccurately quoting you on is the relationship to Perikav Dalet. You're saying the Perikav Dalet is that. I hear it. I'm not against it. I'm saying it's also that. I'm actually... The nafkamina that we talked about is what will be the din if you have edus miyuchedes and edus umdina in a din in a fashos case le'inem psule edus le'inem psule edus a rasha. Let's say you can't convict the guy, you can't be manish him. Is he a rasha? In a din in a fashos case, you're saying. No, you should be saying yes. Because you think it's only an onus problem. I think it's a quality of Edus problem.
What I meant by it's only an onus problem is just that those options that were gave you onus problem within the Edus. I'm saying it's definitely not a din of the Edus. It's just a din in the dying being able to implement the din without sufficient objective evidence.
Which din?
Onus.
Right. So can he be possibly Edus though? Let's say Edus Miuchedes or Edus Umdina, which in Dine Mamanus would make you a Goslin, a parallel, and you would be possibly Edus. Let's say two Edim come, Edus Miuchedes, and they testify that you're a Rotzeach. Are you possibly Edus?
I'm not taking any sense of that, because I'm not appealing to the
third. Are you going to send your client to Vesna Gadol? What are you going to do?
You're
not taking any sense.
I'm saying what I'm trying to say in the Rambam doesn't relate to that, but the Rambam's not talking about Edus at all. Not as it impacts Onesh, not as
I'm saying, isn't your whole point that Edus, we're going to move on because it's taking too long, but isn't your point that the Rambam doesn't deal with this in Hilchos Edus at all, he only deals with Hilchos Sanhedrin? Because really, if it works in Mamanus, it really fundamentally works in Nefashos, but that's not your point.
No.
Was that Shua's understanding? I didn't misunderstand you though, right?
No. That was the way the Rebbe presented is exactly the same.
Okay. So I'm a Kabel. I think Shua's... Let's sum up. So you're suggesting... What?
Ram is saying, Dina Nefashos, you can't just convict the guy based on the feelings of the dayan, subjective feelings of the dayan, even without Edus. It's just where you can deem Dina Mamanos. Dina Mamanos, even if you don't have Edus...
Right, 100%. Right.
So Dina Nefashos, in a case where either you don't have Edim, which are good enough for Nefashos, or even if you don't have a case, or even if you don't have Edim, which are good enough for Mamanos, Rambam is saying... That you have a habit, you know, that the dying can convict based on his subjective feelings, become valid.
Okay.
Mashmalana, you can't.
That's all you're saying?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if there would be a shame rasha because he's not getting any chance.
Okay, I hear. So then we're just adding to that 2 points, and that is, number one, I guess, you know, Shua's suggestion, we'll call it, which is that maybe it's dafkan onish problem, not an edus problem, and that's what it's doing in Hilchos Sanhedrin. And I'm suggesting if that's true, then he should at least be a psil rasha, because there is a shame edus, it's just an onish problem, correct? And I'm suggesting that it really is an edus problem, but it's in Sanhedrin, because the Rambam's trying to make this bigger point, and that is that treating nefashos like mamonos, precisely because it is edus and mamonos, even though it's inadequate for nefashos, is itself, like ones, onesh ba'ones, an unacceptable statement, and therefore a dvar yisur. And according to what I'm suggesting, he certainly would not be pasul b'toras rasha either, because there's no kabbalas edus, there's no shame edus, legabe, the maisa vera of ratzach, when you have this particular circumstance. Okay. More?
Yeah. No, I just want to add this one point that we're just getting all the summary on the table. But yeah. You mentioned yesterday, but the Ram never says anything about Edus or what he's been denied in Chachal. He just says, Inbe is an unchin, but unbe nadas.
I know. We discussed the other day. That's why I thought there was merit to Shua's. But in the end of the day, as I say, in the end of the day, you can't get away from the fact that this is still the Rambam weighing in on Shimon ben Shetach, right? And what he says about Edus Miuchedes is clear, and that is that this is Yedia below Riyah. I can't get beyond that. That's a sugya. That's where it comes from. So to me, that doesn't you know seem to be a machriya.
Sounds like the Rambam is just saying that Yedia below Riyah.
I think the Rambam saying Yediyah below Re'iyah, which is his word for Omen Adas, is either something you can't be manish on, or is a insufficient or deficient Eidos. I think those are the two ways to read the Rambam. I prefer the second. But I do think that the Iser part is definitely a reason, no matter what, for my reason or for the other or for your reason, the reason that it's a Nichos Sanhedrin, not a Nichos Eidos. I'm only saying that if not for that, it could have been a Nichos Eidos too, but there's an additional din in Nichos Sanhedrin, namely, that highlights why there's this discrepancy in Eidos. Okay, so we'll leave that. Yeah?
Does Rebbe think that in both cases of Malachalot and Parakot, that neither of them have a shame rasha? Both in the case of the
Emdana
and the case of...
Enes
Miuchedes? Yeah.
I would think so. Why, is that contradicted by something?
No, I'm just wondering, because the Rambam...
Even though the Rambam, again, we pass him Baktiso Salakipa, but that doesn't mean he has a shame Rasha Begavra. Yeah.
Right, but the way the Rambam speaks about them differently, especially when he quotes the Pasuk in different ways, both then. The first case, by Umdana,
yeah.
He seems to think that's a Pasha Psham the Pasuk. That this Edus is not good enough.
Okay.
And the second case, he actually darshens the Pasuk, and to say that if you have a tzadlan poso. So it sounds like in the second case...
I know, because they are different. In the end of the day, again, I like the Rav's idea here. I think, you know, it's the linchpin to this whole thing. I'm just, again, the part about the Iser, why it's in Hilchos Sanhedrin, you know, the fact that it works in Dine Mamonos, that part, you know, is what I'm suggesting. But the idea that, you know, this is like the Yesod of Eidos ala Gavra and Eidos ala Chiyuv or Eidos ala Mechayev and so on and so forth. That's the Rav's idea. But I think in the end of the day, it's still not surprising because the Chisaron of Eidos Miuchedes and the Chisaron of Eidos Umdina, the reason that both of them are not considered Eidos ala Maisa but Eidos ala Gavra is totally different. Right? In one case, it's because of the quality of what they saw. In the other cases, it's because of the diffusion of what they saw.
So I
think that counts for maybe the different...
Well, in the Lashon HaRambam, the diffusion of what they saw seems to have a consequence in Altar Geir. But could you be Medayik and say...
Could be. I mean, again, the Ramban, and say for instance, which we'll discuss in a couple of minutes, certainly thinks that there's a difference between them, between the Eidos Miuchedes one and the... But that's, you know, Lashita Sov, he doesn't think they belong together at all. I think they could belong together for the common denominator of what we've been saying and what the Rav suggests, and still we can, you know, acknowledge that we could have drawn the line and we could have differentiated, even in that question, but, you know, based on the evidence in the Gemara, we don't. And therefore,
Rabbi doesn't think the Rambam is machalic in any way.
I don't think, correct. I do not think so. I think it's an interesting question. What does the Rambam hold about Machnis and also the Kippah? Again, if he would have distinguished, you know, that would be, you know, perhaps evidence. Assuming that they don't, which I think they don't, then it doesn't prove that they're identical in all respects, but it proves that it's also identical. And again, it helps for this Easter idea and the Mammon, you know, I guess, overlay that we're talking about. Okay.
Different point.
Okay, but quick, because I want to. Okay. We have so much else. We're going to need tomorrow.
Okay, I could go through the answer.
If it's like you want to be Mazaka the Rabbim, do quick. Go quick.
Rebbe was assumed by onus that there wouldn't be any din chiyuv onus.
Say again.
Rebbe assumed for the Rambam that there wouldn't be any for onus, that for in these cases there wouldn't be any din chiyuv nisa. Meaning the issur goes along with Hakkav.
I'm not sure what you. Okay.
They go ahead and they kill the guy and they violate the issur. Does he have a shame haruvi bezin?
You mean if Bezin kills him?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm assuming in all these things that we're not talking about. Sorry, how do you do this?
Press the button on the title once.
You just hit this?
Once,
on the
yeah. What? Press it once, not twice. You press twice, it'll hang up.
Now, I'm assuming in all these cases that there's an Easter, even though it's an effect. Nothing happens, but even the effect, the effort.
So even if they go ahead and they're over on Easter, they kill the guy.
No, if they kill the guy, then they're in violation of murder. The Bezin kills somebody, yeah. But the Iser is being chote chasadin. It's not implementing the din, right? That's clear. That's barer. But by the way, in the case of Onus, what's fascinating also about the Rambam, just to build up again the parallel to what I was saying, is that in the Rambam mentions even the din of Yehari Valyavar. Right? In Perikop. And in Sefer Mitzvahs. Meaning, even in a case where you're obligated ba'ones, where you don't have a heter of lunar or l'sasa dabar, or pikuach nefesh, v'chai bohem, name of the Gimel Averos, that's the Perikop. Does everybody have it? Perikop? The language? He says the same thing in Sefer Mitzvahs also. Right? Yeah, you have it then. Perikop halacha, what is it? Halacha base? You have it there?
Kol mi she'asa davar shechayavin alav misas bezdin ba'ones in bezdin mimisin osa v'afilu haya mitzvah she'hareg v'al yavor afal pi shechila les Hashem ho'al v'hu onos einu ne'era shenemar v'lanar lo sasa davar zoaz hor lebezdin shelo yan shu ha.
Yeah, so it says another as hor lebezdin. That's what the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos. Oh, do I have Sefer Mitzvos? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's, I think it's Reish Tzadi Aleph. If not, I'll skip it. So that's fascinating because, and I think it's a good paradigm. Again, I'm sorry we're running a little late. We'll try to move a little more quickly. But here, Reish Tzadi Aleph, I think. This is Reish Tzadi. Reish Tzadi Aleph. Shehizir ha- no, I'm sorry. It's wrong.
I think it's
Reish Tzadi
Dalad.
Reish Tzadi Dalad? Yeah, he's here. May anosh ha'anus al cheto imaso acharsha imaso acharsha ha'anus alamaisa who amaru l'naru l'sasa davar. Here it doesn't mention, but in the Yad Chazaka he mentions even the Gimel Averos. Why? Because in the Gimel Averos there's no heter. Right. So the point is, and even then, right, there's a patur. There's still a difference between onus. Again, it's machokas or rishonim. So the Ramban, just the Ramban that I was referring to. Is comments on this? Ukvar biarnu anachnu she'enza alav minia, aval hu shlilut liftor hanara ha'anusa umamaram shehevi rayam misanhedrin onus rakmana patre rayashu potter v'lo azhara kedvarenu kvar kidim lanu zikaron ma shamarnu bazar. This is Ramban saying, you know, it's true, but it's not an azhara. It's a fact. So this is a fact that, you know, is also an azhara because the Rambam thinks it's characteristic, and the fact that it applies, you know, even where there is a ma'isa avera of some sort, namely in the Gimel Averos, you know, is further evidence of this idea. Okay, so I think the Rambam in general, you know, has this shita, and if this is true, then he also has the view, which I was suggesting, that was our vikuach with the Tamar the other day, which is, what does the Rambam really hold about Dini Mamonos and the relationship between Nefashos and Mamonos? Again, if you only had, just to finish up, if you only had Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, what is it, Perek Ches, what is it, Halacha Yudalad? So you would say, well, he paskins against Rab Acha, and maybe in Dini Mamonis you don't have Umdana either. By the way, we'll read the language of the Ramban in just a minute, but that is what the Ramban says. Ramban says, I don't understand why the Rambam is talking about the Naki Vitzadik Al Tarog on multiple levels. Number one, says the Ramban, that's not how the Gemara uses it. It is true that the Medrash Halacha uses it this way, but that's an Asmachta Bialma. This is the Ramban, right? We'll read it inside in a second. That's number one. Number two, is the Gemara uses it differently. What does the Gemara use it for? Liad? For example? No, you could always be poseach bizkus, and you can't be, you know, so you can't be soser lechova, you know, those kind of dina, but not kibet tzadik al tarog. He said he shouldn't use the pasuk for that. He shouldn't use it for this. So that's not, obviously the Rambam doesn't think that there, well, we'll get that in a second, doesn't think that there's a fundamental difference. There's no stira between that Gemara and this Medrash Halacha. But the Ramban says that's not what it is. Here it's just the smachta. He's not using it in the real way. And then he says, moreover, how can you use Vinaki Vitzadik Al Tarog if even in Dini Mamanis this is the din? Is this the din even in Dini Mamanis? So he's got a little bit of a... So regarding Edus Miuchedes, Michael, is it the din of the Edus Miuchedes that it's even in Dini Mamanis? It doesn't work. What's Ramban saying? You see it? He says, even Edus Mamanis it wouldn't work. What's Vinaki Vitzadik Al Tarog? Why wouldn't it work in Dini Mamanis? He has some interesting cases, but he assumes that the cases of the Rambam are cases of... I mean, he can't deny Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha in the Gemara, and eventually kind of has to begrudgingly admit it. What does it say in the meantime? Ariel? We'll read it inside just a second, just to get it on the record. What? Hakhasha b'chakiros, hakhasha b'dikos. What, he assumes the Rambam is talking about cases where the guy says, you know, he was bowing down to the moon. He thinks it's cute, because the Rambam says he's bowing down to the moon, he's bowing down to the sun. Since the sun and the moon, you know, the Rabbona Shalom separated them, so they're not out at the same time. So it must be they're talking about about the same event, you know, and they're arguing about the time. It's hakhasha b'chakiros. That's not what the Rambam is talking about. Or hakhasha b'dikos. Right, we'll see the word inside in a second. The Ramban says that doesn't work in Dini Mamanis either. Then he kind of begrudgingly says, "You mean the time of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? You know." And what about Eidus Umdana? So what does he say about Eidus Umdana? What does he say about Eidus Umdana? Moshe, Yoni. Say again?
It's from a different
person. Well, no, the Eidus Miuchedes thing he says about. He says, as for... Well, you're right. I mean, let's get that into the record first. He says, as for Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, he says, that does work in Dini Mamanis. He says, but that would be quoting the wrong Pasuk. Why is it quoting the wrong Pasuk? He should have quoted, well, you most loyim so al piedecha. So what do you think of that taina? Is that a good taina against the Rambam? He says, it's like the Chatzi Davar. Or Chatziyedus, whatever it is. That's interesting. Meaning, what he's saying is it's fundamentally inadequate. I think the whole point of the Rambam, if we were right about why he puts it in Hilchos Sanhedrin, whether it's Eli's right, Shua's right, or my right, is I think we're all agreeing that part of putting it in Hilchos Sanhedrin is the fact that it works in Dinei Mamanis. Right? So it's not that it's Eid Echad, or if it is, it's only Eid Echad if you require two Eidim on the Mechayiv, not on the Chiyuv. And that itself is based on Benaki Vitzadik Altaro. That's what the Rambam would say. Right? Okay, what does he say about Eidus Umdana? Now, back to the other point. He says, as for Eidus Umdana, that's not even true, because it's not in Mamanus. There's no difference between Mamanus and... Right? What does he say? We paskin like the Rabbanan against Rabacha. So there's no such thing. Yediyah below Riyah doesn't work in Mamanus either. Right? So this is a certain extreme. Right? Remember, in our sugya, we said that Rabacha holds that even in Dina Nefashos it works. in Sugin Sanhedrin, they're machalic between Mamadus and the Fashas, and now we're trying to figure out,
what is that?
That's an Onesh thing, it's a two types of Edom, it's two types of Edom because of Anaki Vitzadik, right? Fine. Says the Ramban, we really paskin against Rav Acha, and therefore there in Dinei Mamadus is no Yediyah Belariya. What does the Rambam hold? So what I was trying to be medayik in this case, Mamon, was that the Rambam was saying in that case, that's not enough Yediyah. But Lu Yitzuri, you had enough Yediyah, Belariya, that would work, just not Gamala Ocher. Gamala Ocher is a certain level of Umdana. That Umdana, not enough. And I think it's meduyik in the language. You could read the language differently. You could say, Yediyah below Riyah never works, but it sounds in the realm of like what he's saying is, this is not enough Yediyah. Right? So in, what David pointed out the other day, right? What is the Rambam? The Rambam in Eidos, what does he say? Yud Zayin Aleph. What's Yud Zayin Aleph?
He has a Lashon, I can read it.
Oh, so what does it sound like?
Sounds like that you could use it for Eidos Mamon.
That it was, if you really had a Yediyah below Re'iyah, it would work for Eidos Mamon. That's a quote of our Gemara in Shavuos, right? Then you have the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel, right? What's the Rambam in Hilchos Chovel? Shua? Yeah, what does the Gemara say in Shavuos Mem Bamud Beis?
Nechpa. Right, and there was no other way that the Kabbalah could have happened, so that will
You then, if there's no other way, then he won't need it. You don't need it. In the Mishnah, Nechbal is one of the cases of Nishba Venotel. Correct?
Right. If there's no other way,
the Gemara says, how do you have the language of the Gemara there?
Yeah. So, Nechbal, it's not a review of the Mishnah, Lo Shanu, that Nishba Venotel, Ela B'makom, Sheyachol Lechavo Ba'atma. Abo B'makom, Sheino Yachol Lechavo Ba'atma, Notel Shalom B'tzim. Then the Gemara says, Menicho, that Shadil Mabot Kosav is happy. So planning up Kriya shall also love the Sheikh of the Gaba with the Nasila Yad. The Dilma Akher on the legs, so the Lekha Akher. So then the Rambam passing that.
Has Rambam Paskin in, what is it, Hay, Dalit and Hay? Or something like that?
So,
in Scoville.
Yeah, so in Dalit he says, Nas Pansu Chacham, the Ilo Ashotin, Bali Zroa, Shia Hanechla Neman, Vinishba, Venikita Schepet, Shuzeh Chavabal, Chevalze, Vinota Masharoilo.
So the Rambam paskins that the Yediyah below Re'iyah works in Mamanus. He says so in Yud Zayin Aleph. He has an explicit case regarding Chovel. Yeah. That's Nifsak also in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. That is where in Shulchan Aruch? Yitzi? Well, you can figure, you can reconstruct it. Like what? The guy expects me to know every siman of Choshen Mishpat. Right, probably only if it's connected to something that you know that was suggested to be seen. Right? No, he's just unreasonable. I hear it's good. I can almost hear it. Yeah, what's a mitzadi? That's what the ksos is. Right. So Simon Tzadi is Nechbal. It's Nigzal and Nechbal. All the it's Nishba Venotel cases. Right? But that's where the Ksos that we're going to discuss in hopefully a couple minutes about Edus Umdana in Eide Kiyum, right? Do you see it? Yeah. So that's in Simon Tzadi. It's on that halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Earlier in Shulchan Aruch, did I bring a Choshem? Oh, should have brought a Choshem Mishpat. Okay. Earlier in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Tzadi. Oh, okay. So bad. That's Simon Tzadi Os, what is it?
Tezayin.
Anech Malkeit, so it's same as the Rambam, basically. Earlier, what is it? Zion. You have another expression of it. No, Zion above. Hey, you do Edim Shahayu Lebalabai Zekach Vekach Kalim. Right? Vero Acher Shenichnas Lebeso Vyatza Velonichnas Sham Adam Acher. It's a slightly different case. Vekonim Shikane Sham Adam Acher Manu Osam Kalim Vidimtsu Chaserim. Loya Sham Makom Shiyiplu Bo Osam Kalim. Yesh Misha Omer Shiyital Balabais Blo Shvua. Osam Kalim Shechasru Meosa Adam Shiyidol Ev Shenichnas Sham. So once again, some of the Nosei Kalim, the Gra and others, they said this is Yediyah Belo Re'iyah. Right? Although it's a little slightly different case. So there are certain cases of Nigzal, certain cases of Nechbal, but we don't have Eidos Re'iyah, and Eidos Yediyah works. And the fact that in Perek Chav, Halacha Aleph, and in Sefer Mitzvos, the Rambam is quoting Menachi V'Tzadik Al Tarog, right? That's exactly what the Ramban asks. What are you quoting Menachi V'Tzadik Al Tarog? It doesn't apply in Mamanus. The Rambam's answer is, of course it applies in Mamanus. And it's very meduyak in this kemamon that Rav Acha, right, expanded, accelerated. But what is Ocher ben Agmalim? That in itself is interesting. What is Ocher ben Agmalim? Eitan? What is he doing? This is Machlokas, what exactly he's doing. Yeah. What's the nature of that machlokas? I don't mean to be technical about it. I mean broad stroke. Why is that important? Why am I bringing that up? What's the difference with whatever what he's doing? Obviously, depending on what it is that the Gamal is doing, that apparently figures in to how much of a latest asafek there legitimately is that some other scenario took place. Right? If it's Mishamesh, if it's just, you know, Mazik, or playing with the other, whatever it is, the reason that they're discussing it is they're trying to figure out, like, how likely, you know, is, you know, this to have been the actual, you know, source of the Nezek. Meaning, Rav Acha obviously went, especially Rav Acha and Shavuos, says, Yediyah Belo Re'iyah applies in this case. It's considered not sufficient Yediyah, and not only for Mamonis, but even for Nefashos. Right. Then you have Sanhedrin. You mechalik between Mamonis and Nefashos. Fine. Right? So the Ramban came away and said, yeah, we don't pass him like Rav Acha. We never allow away this Yediyah Belo Re'iyah. What does he do with Nechbal? It doesn't say. Again, some Rishonim thought that Nechba was only Drabanan, right? Who mentioned to me the other day? Okay. No, you did, right? No?
Not
sure. Drama. What?
Yeah, Nathan.
Oh, Nathan mentioned it. Yeah, a bunch of Rishonim say. Because they're in difficult straits. The Gemara and then Bumman Beis really seems to say it. But according to the Ramban, let's say there's no Yediyah of Lori and Mamanus. He said, what do you need to Menachi V'Tzadik Altar? But the Rambam used Menachi V'Tzadik Altaro, because even though he thinks, again, I think it's very meduyak in this kemamon. Put this kemamon, Eidos, Chovel, and Sanhedrin, and Sefer Mitzvos together, I think what emerges in the Rambam is that Dine Mamanus, you require Yediyah Mukhletes, but that works below Re'iyah. For the same reason that Eidos Miuchedes works. Remember, he's comparing the two. Eidos Miuchedes is explicit in Hilchos Eidos that it works. Perkei Halacha Aleph through Dalit or whatever it is. Even Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Right? As for the Ramban's objection about Eidos Miuchedes, I said, oh, that's not what the first of the Ramban's certainly not talking about Stira b'chakiros of Bedrishos. That he's certainly not talking about. He's certainly talking about Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha. Right? And what he means is that the only reason we consider this to be Eid Echad is because of the din of Enoki V'Tzadik Altarog that says that in Dinei Nefashos, right, we define it by the Eidos on the Mechayiv and not Eidos on the Gavra or the Chiyuv. Both of those psukim are correct, but more correct is Enoki V'Tzadik. So in Dinei Nefashos, we're saying something very profound. And in Umdana, we're saying something very profound. That is Shitzin. The only question is, does the Rambam really think, does the Rambam think that in the Fashos, even Yediyah Mukhletes, without any other possibility, it won't work, only Re'iyah works? That's my reading of the Rambam. And I think that's the best reading of the Gemara. Because again, as I say, otherwise it gets very crowded. This is what we were having a vikuach about when Itamar was here the other day. Meaning, you have to have three levels, right? You have to have a yediyah that works even in the fashos, a yediyah that works in mamonis, the second level, and a yediyah that doesn't work in mamonis. You have to have a hilchos chovel and a hilchos edus yediyah. You have this kemamon yediyah, right? And you have to have a hilchos sanhedrin yediyah. I'm not saying it's impossible. And again, the second half of Sefer Mitzvah certainly could read that way. Right? And however, I think the pashas of the Gemara and of the Rambam is what the Rambam is saying is you need Re'iyah in the Fashos. And Yediyah is not enough. So then the question of Edus, of Eda Yichud, both in Kiddushin, based on the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin and in Hilchos Ishus, as well as in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Kederach HaMenaf, and based on the Sugya Mako, Zayinu and Aleph, and the other based on the Sugya and Samachem and Beis. In Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin Samachem and Beis, Heine Ned Yichud, Heine Ned Bia, Zayinu and Aleph and Makos, Kederach HaMenaf. Again, there are exceptions. Our Rishonim who think in one or both, or which one, that whether it's Nus or Kiddushin, that you really need Kemakcho B'Shloferes. But the Rambam is not one of those. He doesn't think that's true. So how do you explain it? So again, if you say what Itamar was trying to say the other day, which is that Yediyah, you know, of a certain high level, again, it's not completely impossible either that the Yichud, Heine de Yichud, Heine de Biyah. Right? That's what I'm saying. I think it's too crowded a field. But you could say it, and it'll definitely work better with the second half of that Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos if you don't want to conceptualize it. However, what I think is a better answer, this is what I was trying to sell the other day, is the idea that Heine Neyichud, Heine Nebiyah, Kederach HaMenafim is considered Re'iyah. And it's considered to Re'iyah because what you do see is connected to what you don't see, and because of the causality or the expectation, let's say, or the prospective umdana, that connects them sufficiently that either we call yichud tchilas bia, or because you saw the yichud which normally leads to bia, and even in our imagination in advance, not just reconstructively, right, that we say, you know, it, maybe the yichud isn't tchilas bia, but the yichud, right, is something which is considered tchilas ri'as bia. Now, two things. Number one, this idea that yichud might be considered tchilas bia is something that some of us should be familiar with in the formulations of Rishonim. In which sugya? But not anybody, you know, who wasn't here when we learned Ksuvos. Some of the people here were learning Ksuvos, right? I already gave it away. Okay? Rishonim actually use this formulation to explain certain things. When Yichud, you know, is considered to be like Edus Bia or Bia, and when not? Anybody know? Which sugya? Ellie? What? By chuppah, but a little more precise. Oh, Yakir is here. Yakir. What do you got? Pirsanida. More particularly, the sugya Nivamos. Rishonim and Nivamos say it even more. In which sugya? Yesh chuppah lepsulos. Right, Mishtameres, Libya Psula. I saw Yakir just nodded. Right? You agree? Okay. Right. There's some Rishonim there. I don't want to, you know, we're not going to do it now. Who really say, again, this is a question. What about Mishtameres, Libya Psula? What about Yichud, which is considered, you know, which is considered to be Chuppah? And what about Yichud, which is a Kinyan Ishus? You know, Heinene Yichud, Heinene Bia. And what about Znus? But the Rishonim in that sugya and Yivamos in particular, and elsewhere, but particularly there, some of the Rishonim use the expression that Yichud is Tchilas Bia, or the Edus, or Yichud is Tchilas Bia. Okay, we use that. Moshe Lamadover Doma, just to make it clearer, certain perspectives of Psikresha, just as an example of this phenomenon, right? Again, you know, that would take us really back, you know, to the Shabbos days. Also Ksubis, actually, right? Also Ksubis, Yaruch. Some Rishonim with the opinion, right, that the way the Psikresha works is you have Kavana for whatever you have Kavana. Right? But because of the inevitability connection between the action A that you have Kavana for and action B, which always takes place when action A takes place, then Al Pidin, Kavana on A, when A equals B, the transitive, you know, the transitivity establishes that you have Kavana for B. Or at least you have Kavana for A equals B, which might be a level. What am I trying to say? That's kavana, that's not re'iyah. You could be mechalek. I'm just trying to show the idea of a process and the idea of the beginning of a process or the identity of a process being something which extends. Can you be mechalek in all these cases? 100%. Another example. Akira Tzora Chanacha. Right? Regarding the sugya of Kamla Bidraba Mine. Right? What is the critical moment in Kamla Bidraba Mine where you have the fusion, let's say, of mamonos and nefashos, when there's a process? The Gemara in Ksuvos, right in Eilon Nairus, talks about carrying something as opposed to zrika, right? When you throw something, right, because there's a certain momentum in that, what's the difference between, I mean, the question in both, right? Akira tzorach hanacha, and, you know, certainly if you're mechalek, between efshar la'adure and E.F. Charlotte Dure. But what is that whole exercise in? Again, could you say that the idea of Siruf, maybe it's just a din in Siruf, it's not a din of, you know, broader Siruf, meaning Siruf between two different times, as opposed to, but maybe the idea is, or it's another example of a phenomenon where you are looking not at the moment or a milli, nano, or whatever the latest, you know, measure of second is. Check with Joey later on. But the process, right? There's a process going on, and therefore, if the process overlaps the momentous and the fashos, because of atkira tzorach hanacha or zrika, which is yefshar lahadura, even more so, right? It's considered kamlei bedraba mine. Tosas in Yevamos on Mem Vamed Beis speaks about another example, again, which certainly can be mechalek, this one. What do the Edim need to see, right, in a Tvilas Gerus? Let's say you have a male Bezdin, you know, and it's, you have a female convert. So you have very serious, you know, Tznius issues there, right? Tosis has a line, you know, about the Umdina of what's happening, kind of being mitzarev to what they see, ki'ilu they saw the Tvila. Again, that means that they don't need to see the tefillah, they just need to know what happened. They need a yediyah, all right? Or it means that if you can anticipate or reconstruct, there's a re'iyah. If indeed this idea is correct, namely that sometimes, you know, we look at the process or the beginning of the process, or we can fill in the blanks in a process, and that constitutes re'iyah, that would be enormously helpful to explain what seems to be a huge discrepancy in one or all of these applications. Now, if we're going to say it, so then we should just also, and this is what I meant at the time, we should, you know, wonder about the criteria of saying it, because we know we're, again, when I was here the other day, we were saying, oh, so then Riyah is not Riyah. And it's a totally legitimate taina. Which is why you need to have rules, things that make reasonable. How can you talk about virtual re'iyah or re'iyah tchila samaisa or re'iyah al yidei filling the blanks? And what differentiates that? What is reasonable in extending that notion? Let's say a more flexible re'iyah or more expansive re'iyah, and where do you draw the line? So, I think that there are three elements that one could point to, which Rishonim themselves talk about, right? right, regarding Yichud. One is, I'm not sure how many talk about this, but certainly can be read into some of the Lashonos, then the prospectiveness as opposed to the retrospective and reconstructive aspect of the Umdana. Right, some things, you know, are you know, we see what we see, and I know where this is going. That doesn't mean it's inevitable. In some cases, it's inevitable. What about a Zrika that you see, where you see Tchilas HaZrika, but the critical moment is somewhere else, and then you know also that it happened? In some respect, that's even more powerful. We'll talk about the Tshuvas Maimonios in Siman Aleph, right? In some respect, that's even more. It's like Yefshar Lahadure, right? It's one of the examples of Kam Leibed Rabba Mine, where you draw the line too. Or you have a natural process, which, again, maybe can be interfered with, maybe by an act of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you know? Maybe gravity all of a sudden doesn't work, or something, you know, a nor'easter, you know, all of a sudden blows, you know, and holds up, you know, the use of the bridge, you know, and also it holds up this thing. So what, you know, what really is going on in that? It's possible to interfere, but if you know it didn't interfere, then you already knew in advance and you predicted. There's a predictive or anticipating, you know, as a prospective aspect to it. Prospective could be one aspect. Natural, right? There's like a natural force at work. Well, Zrika certainly is that way. You know, the physics involved. Heinei Nei Yuchud, Heinei Nei Bia is, you know, a different kind of force at work, but natural force of, you know, putting into motion something that triggers, you know, man's natural, you know, passions or whatever. That's a second. And the third is maybe...
Why would natural be
if something is natural as opposed to artificial, maybe that makes it more of a process and makes it more something that is seeing the beginning of, you know, is mitzuraf to seeing the middle of it.
Like biologically natural, like scientifically
natural, it doesn't, I mean, something where the force isn't just conventional, you know, and sociological, let's say. Well, this is usually what happens. Or even this is what mostly happens, but that there's a reason for this to happen.
But like psychologically also feel like
maybe. Well, I mean, I guess the passion one and the psychological one are really interchangeable, right? And or as opposed to force of physics, which is... You could be b'chalek, I think, in this direction. But I think the point is that in addition to making it more predictable, it also makes it more of a tahlich, is what I'm saying. And the third one may be the fact that al-pidin, right, there are... You're not allowed to see in the case of Yichud. I'm sorry, in the case of Maisabi. So that if there's to be al-pidin, any kind of ri'ia, and there is a din of onesh on the Maisabera of Znus, and there is kidushe bia, right, and there is, you know, hein hein edi Yichud, so then al-pidin, called the Nishalacha perspective, you know, the only way to halachically define ri'ia when there's an iser to be roeh, right, is to have the ri'ia attached to the beginning of the process. Now, it could be one of these three factors, maybe other factors I haven't thought of, maybe a combination of two or three of these factors, but at the end of the day, maybe that is responsible for yichud haroi lebiya constituting what seems like the exception, but isn't really an exception, but is a form of ri'ia itself. Yeah?
With the third one, the first two also be in the Umdana case, right? That there's a predictive and natural aspect of someone chasing another guy into a cargo with a sword.
Say that again?
You
mean is that the same as what?
Meaning, why don't you just say, hey, hey, you could by...
Right, so I think there is a difference between... I mean, because he happens to be... you know, lahut to kill this guy?
Right,
maybe we think that that's unnatural and that he should come to his senses.
Well, that gets back to Yoni's point about how what exactly...
Right, I guess if you knew his psychological patterns. But let's say that we're going to leave this to the objective patterns of people. And let's say we think that there's never a situation where somebody's so lahut to kill somebody else that he couldn't and shouldn't restrain it. So maybe we always... I guess it goes back whether you're an avardiker or...
I mean, if someone saw a person who was red in the face and looked extremely enraged, running with a sword.
Right. So I'm saying a certain perspective on Selam Elohim might still say, you know, that as enraged as he is when it comes to the moment, he's not going to do it. And until we know that he did it, we don't believe that he's going to do it or did it. Right. Again, it's an interesting kind of a question. Now, let me say this, because this I really believe strongly. When I said it already, but I'm just repeating it now, hopefully with a little more, emphasis and background. When Rav Acha said in Arsugin Shavuos, as opposed to Sanhedrin, right, that you know Gomel Ochar Ben Agmalim and Shin Ben Shetach work, is that because he was saying, this is what I mentioned the other day, that Yediya below Re'iya works in both, or is it because he was saying that I think that these cases are cases of Ru'iya? In other words, I don't, to bring him into the conversation as we're formulating it now, I don't think that the three, let's say, requirements, or one of the three, or two of the three, you know, that differentiate, or differentiate, Heine de Yichud, Heine de Biya, you know, are necessary for this expansive notion of Ru'iya. I think that whenever there is a process that is going on, which creates a predictive or prospective umdana, right? And especially once we know, you know, in retrospect, we see the end, we're saying, oh my goodness, he's going to kill him, you know? And if I shut my eyes, you know, and you... I'm not sure what the level, I think these are two different levels, right? One is, oh, he ended up dead. Uh-huh. He, obviously, this guy killed him because he was running after him. That's one level. What about? I didn't even find out that he died. I didn't find out how he died. That he was stabbed. I just heard that he died. I said, of course, that guy killed him. That's one level. Or three levels. Let's say it this way. There's a level where, you know, the reconstruction affirms, you know, the prediction, or maybe even, you know, furthers it or accentuates it. Right. The autopsy showed, or the knife is sticking. I don't want to get graphic, but right? That's one level. The second level is upon being told that this man is no longer among the living, right? He said, yeah, that guy obviously killed him. He was running after him. Without even knowing, you know, maybe he had all of a sudden caught a terrible cold, you know? Right? Or maybe he had a heart attack because the guy was kind of running after him and about to kill him. Not so, right, unlikely. Okay. Then there is, this guy was running after the other guy. I don't even know what happened. As far as I know, he's, you know, sitting at home with his, you know, family and Talmidim and his wife and his children and his grandchildren. But I wonder, I go to the police thing and I say, I want to report a crime. You know, A undoubtedly killed B because I saw him going after. Where's the body? Well, how do they say that thing in Latin?
Habeas corpus? Habeas corpus?
No, not habeas corpus. Isn't it habeas corpus? No. Something delecto or something. Is that habeas corpus? Habeas corpus means the absence of the corpse.
Yes, you have to bring the body.
Oh, you have to bring the body. I thought there was some other with like a couple of extra Latin words. But okay, habeas corpus. So, right, like where's the... You're reporting a crime. You call up the guy, and you know he's their best friends. They're having a reunion dinner. If you think that he's killing him, based on what you saw, not just on him knowing that he died or reconstructing, you know, the way that he died, all I'm saying is these are different. Gamal ha'ochar ben agmalim, right? So you see what's happening here, you know. And again, oh, that gamal is not long for life, sadly. Right? Or, again, only based on the reconstruction or only based on the specifics of the reconstruction. These are different places to draw by. It doesn't matter to me so much. I think in halacha it might matter. I don't know whether we find such details. But logically, I'm just trying to make the point, these are different ways to explain that there is a kind of legitimate tchilas hatalik, or virtual ri'iya. And I think maybe that's what Ravacha wasn't saying in Shavuos that Yediyah works for nefashos. Maybe. Either he was saying that, right, or he was saying you need ri'iya in both. But certain yediyos, when there is a predictive element, as opposed to a total reconstruction. Okay. I don't think, what I don't think this means, and where I think Tamar is totally correct, is let's say you have a perfect reconstruction after the fact. Reconstruction, in other words. One where you, it's clear as bell what took place. I don't think that that could be ever called a re'ia without there being something prospectively. I think to call that re'ia as opposed to say, well, yediyah mukhletes is enough, that I think is not logical. But if you see something in advance, the idea that what you see is mitzuref enough because of the causality and predictability, and maybe even in some cases the reconstruction, I think is a very reasonable view, given these other models that we find, and probably more, etc. Yeah, I'll share.
Didn't Papa and Shavuos assuming that the Nefashos case would be Mugdar as Re'evil?
Say that one more time.
Isn't Rav Papa in Shavuos here assuming that the Nefashos case would be Mugdar as Re'evil? Like when he
says Lemur, yeah, but isn't it, maybe that's the Nekudas HaMachlo? That's the Nekudas HaMachlo. I'm saying, what does Rav Acha think? Rav Acha says, you know, 100%. I'm only trying to explain Rav Acha and Shavuos holds that this is even good enough for Dina Nefashos. Does he accept the Yisod that Dina Nefashos requires Re'iya? Or does he think that Yediya, just like the Ramban thinks, that there's no difference between Mamonis and Nefashos LaHalacha, right, so does Rav Acha, not because of this fancy idea of Re'iya, but because Yediyah, which works in Mamonos, is good enough for Nefashos too. Or no, what Rav Acha was saying is it's only in these kind of cases. The two cases of Rav Acha are Shem Ben Shetach and Gomel HaOcher Ben Agmalim, where there's a predictive element. I'm saying, but the Chokim Kenegdo say, A, there's no Re'iya, and B, Yediyah is not enough. They may even think if it doesn't work in Dini Mamonos, it's not even enough Yediyah. Or Yediyah doesn't work even in Mamonos. Yeah?
What would be the impetus to think that, that Rav Acha himself would be chulek on the way the Gemara understands
it? Yediyah below Re'iya?
Yeah.
Only, you know, I'm really not sure. I guess if you find it very compelling, if you think it that the idea that, you know, Dini Nefashos really requires Re'iya, again, I mean, the Gemara says Yediyah below Re'iya, Re'iya below Yediyah. It's saying for the Chachamim. It's not saying for Rav Acha.
Yeah, but I mean, Gemara assumes
that. The way I'm determined, certainly according to the Rambam.
If the Chachamim hold of Rav
Acha, I guess the only your question is legitimate. Right. I'm only saying. I say if you think that objectively, it's very compelling to think that Dina Nefashos, you can't get away with Yediyah. Then I think you, and you notice that the two cases of Rav Acha, or the cases where the Gemara projects Rav Acha, are cases where there's a predictive element, then I think there's reason to say this. No, the Gemara doesn't say one way or another. Remember, Yediyah below Re'iya, Re'iya below Yediyah, the Gemara is if you don't hold like Rav Acha, it doesn't tell us whether Rav Acha thinks that that's Re'iya, or that Yediyah below Re'iya works in everything.
If you hold like Rav Acha, you're going to be forced to hold that Yediyah works in everything.
No, then you're going to be forced to say there's no difference between Mamonos and Nefashos. Okay. And therefore you can't... Remember, our Gemara here wants Rav Acha, or not Rav Acha, for the point of how do we know that Shuas Eidos is limited to Mamon, it doesn't apply to anything else. Yeah. So that's Rabbi Gamliel. So the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel, who makes this distinction, is low Rav Acha. But is that because, meaning that the point of Rav Acha, there's no difference between Mamonos and Nefashos, that already torpedoes Rabbi Gamliel. That's all you need. Now, does he hold that Yediyah works in Nefashos, or that this is considered Re'iya, even in the case of this Mamon? I don't think that it's probably that.
It's that there'd be no Mephapas,
I'm just saying, you can read the Gemara either. I think you can read the Gemara either way. But let's... I just want to finish. But I don't think it's hard to read the Gemara either way.
I thought that what Rebbe was going for was that saying the same Gemara is talking about literal Re'iya.
Rebbe just saying that the type of idea that we need.
No, I think that is certainly also, at minimum, that's the case. Yeah. I'm saying maybe even more. If he holds that Hinochanami, Nefashos needs more, what he's saying is both this Mammon and Nefashos are both cases of Re'iyah. I'm just saying, to me, the fact that they are predictive is not a small thing, is all I'm saying. But is it... Now, the Tshuvas Maimoni... I'm sorry, we have to finish. We'll finish all this tomorrow. Just I wanted to discuss a little bit tomorrow. We'll talk about Tshuvas Maimoni just for a second now, but we have this Tshuva the Rajba. I want to talk about Ishus quickly, and if you could look at, you know, again, the Beis Shmuel and Simon Mem Beis, Sif Katan, what is it?
Yud
Beis. And the Piskei Tshuva there, if you get a chance, and certainly the Avnei Miluim. There's a Tshuva the Tashbates also, Chelek Gimel, Simon something that they quote. And the Ksos and Simon Tzadi, and the Tshuvas Maimonios, and again back to the Tshuvas Harajba, right? So the Tshuvas Harajba case is the case of the Esrog, which we already talked about. Right. Now, what is the problem with that Esrog case? Right, is a problem of insufficient yediyah. Right, he hears him saying, "Oh, be mekadesh with the esrog." He sees after the fact that she walks out proudly holding the esrog. Right, and the Rajba says it's not kiddusha. Right, because there's no edus re'iyah. So is that because there are sufficient scenarios? I mean, it's not enough for the latest safek. You know, she said to him, Haret Mukadesh, he said to her, Haret Mukadesh li be'esrog zeh, and she like burst out laughing, or she shook her head, you know, so hard that, you know, it was clear to him that he, no, and he said, I can't even look at this esrog anymore, and such high hopes for it. Or take the esrog anyway, as a sign of my, you know, my devotion. Right? Platonic, you know, symbol. Right, she walked out with the esrog. She was happy anyway. So is that the point? Meaning that there are too many other explanations and it's not good enough yediyah, it's not a yediyah mukhlatas? Or is the idea, we really know what happened, but we only know what happened reconstructively, not prospectively. When they walked in the room, for all you know, he was teaching her, they were discussing the sugya, you know, of the esrogim. Or maybe they're talking about shadchanim, or I don't know, whatever they were talking about. Right? So there's certainly nothing predictive. There's nothing natural about, you know, thinking that somebody, oh my goodness, the esrog is in there. Like, he, how's he going to hold himself back, you know, from being makadisher with it, you know? With all the jokes about, you know, the Shayna esrog and all these things, you know? But it doesn't, none of it, you know, amounts to, there's nothing predictive. There's nothing lo tzanua about watching the giving of an esrog. There's nothing natural. There's no eish na'ores. It's not like a burning fire, you know, that if a person has an esrog in his hand, that he's going to give it to be mekadesh with. Right? So is the point that there's not enough yediyah? But lo yitzur, there was no other way. Let's say he just, you know, blinked away. The Adam didn't see. You know, this is halacha l'maisa too. They didn't see the Riyas HaTabas. They're standing there, they hear it, the second later they see it. There's no other way to explain it. Is that good or not? The Rama in Ibn Ezer quotes this Tshuvas HaRajba about the esrog. He says you need Re'iyah. And then there's this huge machlokas among the poskim. You know, how does that fit into Nechbal? And how does it fit into, you know, to other things? Like, what's going on? So some of them say there are two schools of thought. One is, you know, there are too many holes. It's like, you know, Gomel Ocher Ben Agmalim, according to Rav Acha, according to the Rambam. You know, if indeed there is Yediyah below Re'iyah, just this isn't sufficient Yediyah. Where you draw the line, how much late is a Safek, that's not our problem. That's a Posek's problem, you know, in terms of drawing that line. But that's one perspective. The second perspective, and then, if you say, oh, then you're not forced to say that Heineide Yichud Heineide Bia, at least on the Isha's Kedushin, because if you really had a Yediyah Mukhletas, that would be fine. So this is Yediyah Mukhletas. And that's how some of them explain it. The Tshuva of Mordechai, right, the Beis Shmuel quotes as Mordechai in Kedushin. Right? The Mordechai in the third parak of Kedushin says if it's really Muchach, it's like Heineide Yichud Heineide Bia. We'll see the language tomorrow. So the by Shmuel and others say, you know, but the Rajba, it's wrong. It's a Tohu Soferim if you looked it up. Not the Rajba. The Rajba is the reason they said the Rajba is because they have the Tshuva of the Rajba in mind that the Rambam quotes and so on. But the more accurate texts say not the Rajba, the Baram Rutenberg, meaning the Tshuvas Maimonios Simen Aleph, which is also in the Mordechai and Gittin. He says, no, you can't compare, even looking away 1 second, even a really strong idiot, you can't compare that to Heinidi Yichun and Nibiya. How come? Because that's a Tshuvas Maimonios. Because that's Eish Naores, you know, it's like a burning fire. Right? It's a force of nature. There's no force of nature with the Esrog. Moreover, it's not something he can't, he's not allowed to see Kamak called the Fishroferas. So Xos is bothered by it. Xos says, what do you mean he's not allowed to look at Kamak called the Fishroferas? What does that have to do with the level of Yediyah? Right? That's the Amnei Milu, the Xos's question. I think, again, there are still two ways to look at it. The first question, the Eish ben Ores, you could say, oh, you know, it's more likely. It raises the options. It raises the numbers. But if you ask me what I think the Chuvos Maimonios is saying, I think he's saying this idea of Ria. What you saw is the precursor, you know, of what you didn't see. Or it's Tchila Samaisa, or it's a substitute, or it allows a virtual hyphenated, you know, tziruf. So that's it. It's predictable. It's passionate. It's natural. In other words, there's a force behind it. Makes it a process. Moreover, you're not allowed to see it. What do you mean? Who cares if you're not allowed to see it? What does it have to do with anything? That's if you're not allowed to see it, and halachically, you know, it's a seeable either offense or kalos in ishus. And what you need to say, presumably, is that seeing, you know, right before it is Alpidin is considered seeing it. So if you ask me, I think Tshuvas Maimonios, again, we'll talk about the Zrika case, might very well be saying this. Then what we're saying is, so the Rajba problem with the Esrog is not, you know, how what the other scenarios are. That's not enough Yediyah. There's Yediyah plenty. There's just not enough Ra'iyah. And if you don't want to say it for the Rajba, at least the Mordechai is clearly saying, if you have Yediyah in Ishus, it's also good. And that's Heinei Yichud. Maybe Tshuvas Maimonios, or at least those who interpret Tshuvas Maimonios are saying, no, because you need Ria. And that's the criterion for Ria. Yeah.
The Tshuvas Maimonios himself.
Yeah, we'll come talk about it. Yeah.
He says, first of all, he appeals to the Chazaka of the Isha. So it sounds like it's just that the Yediyah.
I'm not sure. I think the Chazaka is part of the...
Well, if there's no
Re'iyah,
what would
that be? You mean the Chesed
Pnuyah? Yeah.
Right, but I think it's part of the... Right, so is that part of the reconstruction also element?
He also later...
I'll talk. I'm not going to do it now because we have to stop. We'll talk about tomorrow what I wanted to... Again, I'm sorry this took longer, but... Tshuvas, we don't have to worry about the Muslim movement tomorrow, so... We'll do the Tshuvas Maimonios. I still want to read a couple of lines in the Ramban because I think they're important, just a few other points very quickly. Okay, so we'll start with the Ramban quickly. Tshuvas Maimonios, Beis Shmuel, the Eben Ezer stuff, the Ksos, about Edus, Umdana in Ishus, the Amnei Miluim in the Ksos, and the quickly just a little bit about Edus Miuchedus in that context too. You know, the Tosefta that's quoted by the Rif Nayin Gimel and Gittin, and the Rajra and Pei Aleph. Also Tshuva the Ravio, if anybody wants to look it up on, Yoshen. So, I want to finish all this tomorrow and speak a little more about some of the other poskim, and then move on to a little bit of Riyah below Yediyah, and then by Thursday I want to start really Shemos Hashem, if possible.